Genesis 16:2. And Sarai said unto Abram, Behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai. A good Bible teacher urges every husband to listen to their wife. But in this instance, it was a very bad idea. This verse brings to mind some other bad advice from the Old Testament, like Job's wife, with her curse God and die. Perhaps Jezebel was the queen of all bad advice wives, as she often whispered some wicked plot in Ahab's ear. Both saved and unsaved people, not just wives certainly, but everyone, can come up with schemes that circumvent God's plan and lead to heartache. A husband must take careful note of what he does based on his bride's suggestions. Every piece of advice from every person in our lives must be filtered through God's word and his revealed will. And let us not even get started on bad advice husbands. That list is exhaustive. Genesis 16:2. And Sarai said unto Abram, Behold now, the Lord hath restrained me from bearing. I pray thee, go in unto my maid. It may be that I may obtain children by her. And Abram hearkened to the voice of Sarai.